Gavrilek, who's unmarked as he streaks away into an open goal.
Hit the boundary line.
Well, the post is broken. Matthews hit it.
Boy, oh boy, wow, wee. He shoots towards goal. What more can you say?
Hello and welcome to the Herald Sun Footy Podcast. I'm joined today by two learned gentlemen, one who's on his last appearance for a period of time and the other one who is just about to take over. Chris Kavanagh, you're staying with us hopefully for the rest of the year. Scott Gullen, you're going overseas.
Thank you. Great to be here for the last time, Kev. You're going to have to run this ship.
Oh, I might have a little overseas trip myself in a few weeks' time.
Oh, hang on. Hang on.
So all of a sudden, I'm the one left here.
I think Kev's
podcast is all yours, Macca.
So I'll be doing it by myself from here on.
Well, we had to carry you last week. You were getting coaches sacked. That was a big day for you.
That was a big day. It was a big day out Arden Street. We'll talk a little bit more about that. But it's plenty going on with footy at the moment, boys, isn't there? And what I'm interested in is Scott Gullen's absolute brutal takedown of the Richmond Football Club.
When the reigning premier loses to the worst team of the year, it's pretty easy to ask some questions, but the stats are pretty damning. Everything's pretty damning.
They were the worst team. They've got the worst record. They had that record going of 40-plus losses until Collingwood Football Club almost threw it away, but Richmond did throw it away.
Richmond, yeah. I mean, it's the old, do you hang on for one more? And everyone was hoping. And because it's an even year, I think Richmond fans and players thought, no, we got one more in us. Then Dusty gets injured, Lynch gets injured, and then they start getting opened up. Game style falls apart. Look, they can still make it.
I've got them still playing finals, just. But I am concerned about where they're going future-wise. Like, you had a look at some of the older guys. Who stays and goes, do you think, at this stage?
I think Shane Edwards and Kane Lambert. Lambert more for his body. You can't play, you know, 2 weeks, have 4 weeks off. I mean, we keep getting told it's a problem that can't really be fixed surgically, so... And I think Edwards has become, it's still a great player, but he's playing a bit part role that really, moving forward, you're 32 or 3.
He turns 34 in October, Edwards.
Yeah, I mean, he's got every right to go on his own, but you'd think he understands it. Trent Cotchin, for reasons we can't reveal.
I'm very nervous about this.
I think he, and my mail from the Richmond people who watch it closer than I, is he's, when he's been there, it's been pretty good. Jack Riewoldt's the interesting one. I mean, he wants to, clearly, and he's playing the I want to line pretty early on. Yeah, probably does enough. I mean, is he keeping out another key forward there? No.
They lost their two key forwards last year in Chole and Coleman Jones.
So, which hurts,
yeah. So there's not really anyone he's keeping out at the moment.
So you probably stagger that. So two down and then they're on their last run. But they've got to find a way. They've probably got to change the way they play, really. I mean, the system's...
It's not working,
down.
Is it? Kev, you agree that it's almost some of the losses. I think, is it five or six games they've led in the last quarter and been run over? It's almost that Richmondy type thing from before the three flags, in a sense, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, Damien Hardwick says that the system is working because they are getting the scoring shots. I mean, they had 33 shots on goal to North Melbourne's 24 on the weekend. You know, more scoring shots against Gold Coast the week before as well. But, yes, expected score ladder as you had in, you know, has Richmond second. So, yeah, I think there's parts working and the defence is just not at the moment. But there's been a bit of, you know, Vlosten's been in and out of that team. Grimes has missed a couple of games too. It's just, and Bolter's come out as well. So, the defence is the issue.
I think pressure comes off hunger a bit. If your hunger drops that 5%, can you be bothered pressuring? And then it's not, the group pressure's not there. I mean, the ball just comes out of the forward line and just straight. Like Jaden Stevenson on the weekend strolled out like
he had a field day.
Yeah.
He?
So,
seriously.
Once that drops, I think that's what they're finding. It's becoming, maybe it's got too hard late in games or someone else will do it. Yeah. Shea Bolton will pop up and win it for us, but it's not happening.
Well, we don't know whether Dusty's going to be there next year or not. It's probably on a knife's edge.
I'm confused. What do you think? I mean, 1.3.
It's very hard for a club to come out and to, whether it's a GWS who might be able to.
GWS won't be happening.
We're just their type, but they're going to lose a lot of players. That's the only issue. There's five or six players that could be leaving GWS,
which could
open up the purse springs a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I've even thrown up, would Gold Coast be an issue? It'd be an interesting scenario. Everyone's talking about
perfect up
Sydney.
There.
But if he stays, what else do they need? They need a Taranto type. They need another key forward?
Oh, I think they're right in the market for Taranto.
Absolutely.
Their midfield's not deep enough.
Jacob
for Geelong and Melbourne, those good teams. Fremantle, they're not big enough or like big enough in stature either or deep enough.
Yeah, that's a good point.
They're really not deep enough.
And that's why a Hopper would suit well.
Hopper would be ideal.
Yeah,
in that
he'd be
sense.
The perfect
And I think that they're absolutely into Taranto as a Collingwood and that as well. So I find them fascinating, GWS, at the moment, because there's so many players who are on the hint of leaving. Mm-hmm. So I think they've got a major play somewhere up their sleeve, whether it is with Dusty or for whoever. But the Dogs, just before we go to a break, where are they at? Like, if Marcus Bontempelli puts on his Superman cape for the next... It was almost as good an individual game as we've had, other than
a
bloke who wears number 35. We'll get to him later. Get to him later. The Bulldogs, are they any chance? I'm confused by their list. I'm confused by the Bulldogs across the board. But
Saturday night, Melbourne on their plane back from Alice Springs aren't going. They're not traveling like the Melbourne we know. Mm. It's at Marvel Stadium. The Bulldogs play like they did. They got away. I mean, St Kilda, will get onto them. They were horrible. But Norton didn't play. I know you're going to say it's Bulldogs hour, but the Bulldogs are half a chance.
No, this only goes for half an hour, so it's Bulldogs half an hour.
I think this week, I know we said last week, it's all about this week. I think they've got enough momentum and playing well enough. Is Oliver definitely back?
Yeah, I think he's going to play.
Well, they're rushing him back, so they're desperate.
Give him an extra week.
Well, if Kasiah Pickett didn't play the other day.
They don't win.
They don't win.
Don't beat Port.
So they're not exactly humming. Mm. I think that'll decide. I think the Dogs, we saw with Bontempelli... Mm. And when they put Bailey Smith back.
Yeah, it makes a difference.
They can beat most teams. So, yeah, I'm not writing them off.
Oh, I like this. It's interesting. Well, we're going to go for a break because I want to talk about a couple of other sides. And you mentioned before St Kilda. I'm fascinated Kilda's at. So we'll take a quick break and we'll be back in a moment. Gentlemen, the St Kilda Football Club, fair dinkum. If you barrack for that football club, you almost need a medal, don't you, Kev?
It's been hard work, hasn't it?
Oh, for 100 and
however many years. My sister
does,
and I love it. I think it's hilarious. She'll never see a premiership.
To start the year 8-3 and then just throw away. Well, I mean, they're going to struggle to make finals now, aren't they, with the run home?
I am a broken record. Did I not say in here you don't need to sign coaches who aren't going to go anywhere?
Mm. You did.
What was signing Brett Ratten achieve other than they haven't won a game since?
Stability
they?
That they don't
stability.
Have now.
What are you talking about, Macca?
No, I'm saying stability that they don't actually have.
No, this is what they say.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. The clubs are, oh, no, we need it for stability. Yeah. Who needs it for stability?
It was a really interesting video that the Saints put out.
So explain this. I've been telling our listeners.
You're all over it.
It was a bit of inner sanctum stuff from the weekend after
tears after they lost.
No.
He was more just saying that the players need to challenge each other to be better in moments. And I think it is on the players. A lot of it is.
So it was a video of him post-match having a go at him.
Yes. Yep.
We always blame the coach. Mm. How about at some stage these St Kilda players being put under the microscope?
Didn't they have 11 tackles in the first half?
They did. They had 11 tackles in the first half. Did they have 16 guys who didn't have a tackle in that early period of the game?
Pressure was horrendous.
And pressure was one of their key indicators going into the game.
Yeah.
Like a total fail.
Yeah, they lack leadership, really. I mean, Steele's a good player, young captain, very good player. But tell me after that. I mean, Geary had to retire injured.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah.
Give me other leaders.
I agree.
Please.
Where's the other leaders? I cannot see too many other leaders. Easy to roll over. You know, one of their most important players is 34 going on 35 and probably will miss the rest of the year.
Yep.
You can see, I'm not saying Jordan DeGoey is a leader, but what I am saying, they don't have a spark in a lot of ways. No. They don't have someone who can light the team.
Stepped up a bit, but he needs more than that.
They need a spark, and you can see why they're going for Jordan DeGoey.
But buying their way out of trouble is always the way.
They've been doing it for however many years.
But I'd go get DeGoey. I'm not saying don't do that. They definitely need that. But they're an unusual conveyance, aren't they?
They are. They're in trouble.
Because the Dogs were on, so they white flagged it after about 10 minutes.
They did. It was over within 10 minutes. It was the ball game, wasn't it?
Yeah. So then why don't you tag, why don't you do some things?
He's almost untaggable in that sense, but I get your point.
And the Saints just had to win that game because you look at their run home and they've got Geelong, Brisbane and Sydney in the last 3 weeks. So
it's over, isn't it?
It's over.
It is.
They've got to beat West Coast in Perth yet. They're going to again bob up and beat someone at some point.
They're a disappointing mob though, West Coast. They promise they're getting some players back. And
Hawthorn at Marvel, on their day. Mm. We saw they played well again the other day.
They can pinch a game like
that. They might win another game. Then they'll review Rats again.
So you think the pressure would come on the coach again? He's only got that 2 years.
I just can't. You know my feelings.
I do. I like, and I didn't agree with you at the time because I thought it was probably, I thought he'd done enough, but I can see the pressure hitting now. What about Essendon? Has Ben Rutten done enough? And if Alistair Clarkson made the phone call now to Xavier Campbell, what would actually happen?
Well, I'd still take Clarkson, but Ben has done a lot better than he was doing.
He needed
That's
to.
How I would describe
he did
it.
Need to.
I mean, if Clarkson rings, you take Clarkson, you just say sorry and bad luck. I mean, remember, what, Rats got replaced when they nearly made the finals, didn't they?
Yeah. He'd had one bad year after really taking him to a good level.
Look, I mean, Essendon, it's good to see Essendon playing well again. I mean, this week against your team.
Big game.
I mean,
Cav, a.k.a. Will Hogan's actually got Collingwood losing.
The only thing is, you've won too many in a row, so the sort of law of averages.
And we've been saying that for 7 weeks now.
And a lot of close ones, yeah.
I did see against North Melbourne.
Did I just
say we? Take the we out.
You shouldn't have beaten North Melbourne, so you're not exactly humming, are you?
No.
Anyone come back? Jordan?
They'll get Taylor Adams back, and they'll get Isaac Quainer back. I'm not sure about Tagoe. He might be another week,
I think.
That's my sort of
fit. It's a danger
But
game.
I went through, thank goodness we didn't have the predicted 22s this week, because I was trying to pick the Collingwood team and who goes out. It's very difficult at the moment.
I think it's just
given a little bit of less work for you and me. So on that, Essendon, are they fair dinkum or not? Can they shape the finals
going
through
off, and they play
when the pressure is off?
This happens
Dylan
almost
Shields
every year.
Shields playing better since the
He's
Parker.
Definitely stepped it up. I'll give it. Yeah. Stringer's fitter and playing better. I mean, Stringer's almost the key to them. Let's be honest.
He is.
He missed most of the first half, was unfit. I nearly said another word. And when he's not
what
on,
the word was.
When he's on, but they've. I don't mind them, but they suck you in.
They do. They suck
and
you in.
And they'll
each
pretend
time.
They're going to buy someone in the off season. They'll bid for everyone, and it's the same old Essendon.
Yeah.
But the kids are improving, so it might all come together next couple of years. But
I think Rutten's a lock for next year now, but he wouldn't want to have a bad start to next year.
No, it'd be awkward, wouldn't it? So just in terms of that, we talked about the Kangaroos and how a difference. I've been saying for a number of weeks there needed to be a circuit breaker. It was the right circuit breaker at the right time. They're playing with a lot more freedom now, and they did in David Noble's last game. But to beat Richmond the way they did was extraordinary. What would you do if they're very close to announcing their coaching panel? Mm-hmm. Not sure you'd want to be on it because you'd be getting very nervous after being on it a few times
before. They have to get it right, don't they?
They have to get it right. Yeah. And clearly, from an internal perspective, they want a senior coach, an experienced coach.
Yep.
How can they convince Clarko to coach this club? And is he the right man? Is Ross Lyon the right man?
I think you just focus on those two. I mean, to get Clarkson, we think, as the chief and others have said in our paper, Brayshaw, you get CEO with him, you get his mates around him.
You get a two-for-one deal.
And he basically runs the club. That's fine. I don't care about that. I mean, he's the best coach of the last whatever years. And you are rubbish. So if poor old Ben Amavio has to go to make way for Clarko and his mate, see you, Ben. Or Ross Lyon just needs cuddling. You know what Ross Lyon's like.
He needs a bit of love, Ross.
He doesn't do a process.
He doesn't give a lot back the other way.
He's not going to sit in front of three people and sell himself.
No.
You just have to go to him at midnight at his house so no one can see and sit down and go,
subterfuge.
You want it? If you want it, it's yours. Here's your prize. What else do you want? And just do it that way.
Because I reckon he's sitting back, Cav, and he's thinking, if I'd have just got this Carlton job,
I
might have a team that's heading towards the premiership.
Stuffed it.
Do you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you look what Carlton's been able to do with a new coach. So I think Lyon to be in the mix. But I think the Clarko, the issue with any club that's looking for a coach is the asking price at the moment is...
Yeah, that's a good point.
I think I've heard sort of 1.6, 1.8 being bandied around, which takes out a lot of your soft cap.
Yeah, and the AFL have said they're not going to help in terms of that as well. In the end, when we're looking at Clarko, we're thinking it's going to be a coaching merry-go-round. At the moment, it's a seesaw, isn't it? There might be one job or two jobs available
I'm
for
sure
it.
There's ways around it. When he retires, he might still be on the payroll for about five more
just
years.
To look after
he's been on the payroll at Hawthorn this year, hasn't he?
Yeah. Correct.
Well, Nathan Buckley's a no. I did get in contact with Nathan on Friday night and to Ben, and they were like, no. But they did ask the question.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
you had to ask the question. So, and the Giants job, like we're talking experience is that something where you need somebody like an Adam Uzay more so than a Clarko, do you think? Or even a Don Pike, who's done it before, but it's got some incredibly good skills, Don Pike.
I don't know about GWS. Maybe Pike. He wants to stay in Sydney.
Yeah,
I think that's the obvious one.
Pike's probably the favourite at the moment. And then you've got Ash Hansen or Adam Uzay as your next.
Potential next.
One thing I did hope you see on the weekend, like North Melbourne are going to speak to Clarko. Sonia Hood has already told our friend, Mark Robinson, the chief, in that exclusive interview on Saturday, which I think went very, very well, was that they've had that discussion with the management as well. So,
they've got to try hard. Mm. They definitely have to.
And they've had some discussions with the AFL about a priority pick now,
yes,
too.
So. Yes, absolutely.
I don't agree with that. You know my thoughts on
that. Yeah, you're not a priority pick man, are you? So
you stuff it up. Yourself out.
Did they stuff it up by winning the week leading into the discussion? Should they have gone a week earlier and sack Noble straight after the...
You shouldn't get rewarded for making bad decisions.
Yeah, and I think that's a view of some other clubs at the moment too, that some of these wounds at North are self-inflicted. And
there's no doubt about that. I always say that you don't deserve a priority pick, but you should get them if you need them, and I'm contrary to you, Scotty. I would give them one. Tommy Shelby was the most famous man in Birmingham, the Peaky Blinders expert. I've just finished Series 6, just finished.
It started to... That's the new one.
You've got to stick.
It's got to stick. But it did start to lose me, Series 5.
This is the end. This is the end. They're going to do a movie version, but I heard they're waiting for you to land in Brum, in Birmingham, so you can be a part of the Peaky Blinders movie. Is that true, Scott?
I'm very excited. I think I would fit in. Some of their morals I seem to agree with.
Very good. I think you'd go down pretty
you
well,
watch Peaky Blinders?
I'm not on this train,
It's a very good train.
Where can I find this?
Netflix or somewhere like that. We need you by next week.
Very, very good. Scotty will be starring in it very soon. Speaking of Peaky Blinders, no, I won't say that. The umpiring and the high tackles... Where are we at with that? Like, you know, we all talk about Jack Ginnivan. We talk.
What happened to him this week? The Microsoft. I didn't watch that game.
Well, okay. So
did he get away with any, or did he get done?
He got away with an earlier one, and then he was not paid another one.
He was not paid at least a couple. Yeah.
Which
were probably there.
Well, Kasiah Pickett got one where the tackle was right, and he's forced that. Like, that was a clear example of this is what we don't want.
Yep.
Hmm.
And the umpire's right there and just, I know it happens really fast, but that was example A of, you know, he's manufactured a free kick.
Shrugging the arm up to get him high. Yeah, yeah.
And I think with Ginnivan, like Collingwood are trying to do some stuff, and I don't know if you saw the bit where Steel Sidebottom, so there was an instance where he gave up the play to try and go for the free kick, Ginnivan. Sidebottom spoke to him afterwards and clearly said, mate, whatever you're doing, don't give up on the play. So Pendlebury did that about 2 weeks earlier as well. So I think that's good leadership within there as well. But he's being umpired a different way. There's no doubt about that. And we've got to get to the bottom of what's the right way to do it.
Unfortunately, I mean, are they sending a message via him?
Maybe
they have to.
Others are doing it. That's the issue.
So as long as they get it as well. But here's the message with the top dog.
That game... And you're all over this because you know the draft, the kids coming through and everything like that. The boy who wears number 35.
I'm going to make Collingwood Hour.
I'm
going to
make this Collingwood 15 minutes. I was going to say, like, I can't remember too many first-year players doing what he's done.
Yep.
This is going to sound ridiculous, but he can win the Copeland Trophy.
Why not?
I think he can win the Copeland Trophy. I think Jack Crisp would be in front right now. But Nick Dacos is coming at a rate of knots to have 40... To get 10 with the coaches' votes, to kick 3 goals. I think
it's
it was an outstanding
complete game.
It's amazing that he wasn't bid on at pick one last year in the draft, really, the way he's gone. And a lot of recruiters saw that last year. And he hadn't played much footy the last couple of years because of Victoria's lockdowns.
That's
so
the point.
The fact he's come in and done what he has this year is just incredible,
Yeah, it's extraordinary, isn't
it? He's very good.
And the passing of the baton, it's really good to see that Pendlebury's probably got
that
one
was
or 2 years.
Good
it's really good interaction. I don't know if you saw, you know, the goal that Dacos the mixing and matching of two. And
Pendles appreciates genius.
Scott Pendlebury. So Dacos was a pick 4, should have been a pick 1.
Yep.
Pendlebury was a pick 5, and he was a controversial pick 5,
he
Scotty.
Was.
They
I read that in the tackle.
In the award-winning tackle. That
great
Derek Hine,
line.
That a radio
can you name
radio,
the radio person, please? On podcast, we're allowed to.
Can we?
It might give me initials.
CW does a little bit of print work as well. But so he was nearly driving off St Kilda Road when Scotty's trying to do. He's not good with initials either. This person had said that the clubs had made a monumental mistake in
the great girl.
A monumental mistake.
Caro's off on holidays. We give her a bit.
She might not
she
hear
listens.
This. But no, Derek Hine did say he nearly drove off the road.
Caro said it's the worst thing.
No, she didn't say it. She said some clubs were, and you know, Cap, clubs will bag other teams.
Of course they do.
Yeah,
and she was just repeating back what some of the clubs were saying, that Collingwood had made a monumental mistake. Well, 350 games, five Copelands later, he's been a remarkable
Complete
player, Pendlebury,
genius.
Hasn't he? So,
absolutely.
Boys, let's look ahead to this week. and the big games we've got ahead. Just before we go, because it's going to be a massive week of... we won't see a coaching sacking this week.
No, I think we're all clear.
You never say
I think
never.
We've had enough of them.
And we start on Friday night, which is a huge game, Richmond and Fremantle.
Yeah, I'm surprised the Tigers are favourites here.
Well, are they favourites?
One of your mates out there said, they might come out breathing, you know, a bit of fire, that sort of behaviour. No Lynch, no Martin.
Fremantle has been a little bit hard to read, though, too.
You know.
They were disappointing last week, the Dockers, which...
Maybe they're a half shot, yeah. If Richmond's got any emotion left, maybe this is the one.
Well, this is the one they need to win if they're going to stay in it.
And we've covered it in. We've covered the Bulldogs in Melbourne in Dogs Half Hour. We've done that already. But the Dogs just win that. The one I'm interested in, I reckon is an interesting one, is where's Carlton at? Come off a disappointing. Is that a danger game at all? Yeah, I don't think
it is
with
Giants.
The Giants
are gone, aren't they?
Yeah, they might be.
Giants
are
a little bit cooked.
No one really watched that game, but there was Brisbane and it was in Canberra, so they should have been better than they were.
What do you mean no one ever watched it? The people that do the tackle, split the screen, they do it properly.
And chase stories at the same time.
And chase stories.
And watch the races. There's a lot going
on. I had three or four different monitors going last Saturday. And just on my Smokey, like, can Sydney win the flag? I think Sydney can win the flag if everything went right. They play a bit of hot and cold footy, but
Chad Warner, throw in games where they're horrible.
Yeah. Chad Warner, could he be...
I know everyone's jumping on it. He needs to be tagged or someone needs to play on him. But Chad just...
Yeah, he's very good,
isn't
he?
Look, he's flashy. He clearly gets the ball enough.
Yeah.
Maybe not this year, but he's... No. Yeah, he's become someone.
He quickly. Sure
as you say, hot and cold, the Swans. Hard to read. But when they're on, they look spectacular, don't they?
So, Adelaide, well, they win that.
Talking about someone who's not hot and cold, and we're going to say goodbye to him here, Cav, because I'm very emotional. He's about to go to the land of the Peaky Blinders, Aberama Gold.
I'll bring a cap back
and,
for you.
You know, all of that. Can you do that? Can you do that? Because I'll be watching on from afar.
Who's that gold medal? Athletics. Oh, yeah.
Hang on. We need the punters.
I was going to use a phrase.
Now, we need some money here. We need to. What are your best bets?
We tend to win a little bit when we get over there.
Oh, so we don't tell our friends.
We'll win the.
Give me one.
Nina Kennedy will win the pole vault. She just won the bronze medal at the World S. She'll win that easily.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
I've written that down.
Field events, we'll win them. Kelsey Lee Barber will win the javelin. All just any Australian in the field event, basically. On the track's a little bit harder.
Yep. Oh, that's good, though. I like it. Boys, you've been absolutely outstanding. Cave, I'm hoping I've got you before next week before you leave.
Before he goes on his couple married. Weeks.
Before I'm solo here
by
myself.
Did I say that?
Did you say that word?
The M word.
So, Cav, you enjoy it as we'll see you next week. Scotty, safe travels. Best of luck.
I'll listen from afar.
Look out for Tommy Shelby for me. Thanks to everyone for listening. Have a great week.